Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, sweet, mate. Cool. You ready to do this? Let's go. You ready? Why have you got that with you?
I'm brushing my teeth.
Pardon?
I can't understand you
when you've got a big thing in your mouth.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Why are you brushing your teeth now? I told you, we had our jam sandwiches, tucks you in, and I said we do the podcast, and you're brushing your teeth now.
No, I forgot to brush them earlier.
Why are you doing it in bed?
Because I thought, well, I've got to do it.
You're lying on my shoulder. You're getting flecks of spittle everywhere.
I know,
this is awful.
It's a bonding experience.
This is not a podcast.
Yes, it is. This is
a shambles.
This is gold.
It's awful.
This is gold.
I've made up a new board game.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Nutty Professor 2, Meet the Clumps.
That's okay, what, the board game of the film? The hit smash film?
The direct...
Starring Eddie Murphy.
The direct adaptation of the film in a board game. Right.
Ooh, so, I can't see my penis.
Yes, that's
unless
the
I'm any
that's
lower.
The fat suit. So you've got the little pieces, you've got a little fat piece.
And there's a big cock in the middle of the
board. Animals. And then you have a big cock in the middle of the board.
Which you can't see.
Where's the penis? That's it. That he can't see because the piece is so big, right? And then the animals he has to interact with to get to the end. Watch out for the snakes climbing the ladders.
You're confusing the Nutty Professor with Dr. Doolittle, I think.
Am I?
Yes.
I thought they were the same. I thought Dr. Doolittle was
no,
a Nutty Professor.
I mean, they are both Eddie Murphy gross out comedies. And no, the Nutty Professor, he designs a formula and he drinks it and it makes him thin, but it also unleashes his over sexualized alter ego called like Kiddie Love or something.
So he starts talking to animals?
No, he starts talking to women.
Is that Doolittle?
That's Doolittle, the animal.
Why does he do so little?
He doesn't.
So there are different.
Different Eddie Murphy films.
No, I'm not saying all of his films. I mean, all of his films are Eddie Murphy. It's like an Adam Sandler film, or like
What's the one when he's an alien sent to Earth, and it's not an alien; it's a robot controlled by lots of little aliens living. It said Pluto Nash.
I thought that was the Nutty Professor too.
No, that's Meet the Clumps. That's when he goes and meets his family, who are also really fat.
They're the Clumps.
When there's just him.
I thought the Clumps were the animals. The Clumps were like he met the Clumps.
No.
And the Clumps were like this family of animals that he then befriended because he could speak to.
So your board game is fucked, isn't it?
Well, no, it could be a tie-in. It could be like, you know, be like a half-and-half.
The multi...
No, and it has a screen in the...
The Eddie Izzard movie franchise board game.
Eddie Murphy. So it's like he could be in it. But then
the animals are here. Eddie Izzard says, and of course there's the dog. And dog, you know what dogs do, don't they? Dogs
to the cafeteria.
Go to the cafeteria.
You can't tie a bee.
You can't have a non.
So but it's like battleships, right? There's a screen in the middle. One half is playing the Nutty Professor, but they don't know the other half is playing Dr. Doolittle.
Surely the mystery would be over the first time you play that board game. and you reveal at the end.
Yeah, it combusts.
And it's a one-use.
It's a one-use game. It's really expensive.
I can see it's a massive market.
And it takes hours. And the aim of the game is to guess
what the fuck is going on,
what the other person is doing, and you're using random bits of trivia, and you're progressing in the game, and you're both rolling the same dice. But then,
at the same time.
But then Doolittle runs into an animal, whereas Nutty Professor runs into a clump.
He finds his own penis.
Because Dr. Doolittle is, he's talking to animals.
You'll never get Mattel on board. You're a crazy man.
I'm a nutty clump of fun. What is that laugh?
It's all it deserves.
And it's all it takes. Whatever it takes. Every time.
Pause it!
Peas in the pod, they're a popular piece of the Peapod podcast. Peas in the pod, and the Frank Minis and the Keys are on his knees. Peas in the pod, and the Frank Minis and the Keys are on his Peapod podcast. Peapod podcast, Peapod podcast, Frankie Mooney's Keys. Peapod, please. Peapod, please?
Why? Why would you. Why?
Peas. Please.
I've got quite a wonderful little story, actually. It all involves a little duck and a goose.
Are you doing it? I've got something to tell you.
You love ducks.
I have come up with possibly the best thing ever.
Is it ice cream?
It is ice cream.
Yes. Okay, but this duck thing is a really good story. You ready? So it starts off, I'm there.
But what? Right, hang on.
I'll do it twice, the same duck story.
I've got a lot of pent up
stories.
Rage.
Okay.
I'm going to unleash some
despite
of it.
Despite all your rage now, you are still just a paddy
this
in the
This is going to be an ejaculation of fury.
Oh, must you?
I
haven't got any tissues.
I've got big beef. Okay. Oh, maybe this was what I've got beef
got
with.
Beef.
So what I've got beef with, right? We'll do the duck thing another time.
No, we won't.
I'm sure it's very...
Oh, don't patronise my duck story!
So, basically, I've got beef. And this is about... Now, I don't know if this advert is still on. It's an advert thing, by the way. And you know how I am with adverts.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this advert is still showing on British television. But everyone will remember it because it was shit. Okay? So, Duracell.
Condoms.
Right. Keeps going and going and going.
Condoms.
Very good. Condoms, yeah.
No. Condoms.
Batteries, right?
Battery-powered condoms.
The latest... Yeah. Why not? The latest...
With a propeller.
Stop it. You're turning it into
so
a boat
penis.
Keep
going on and on and on. Yeah. And then you can ride the waves.
Run out of petrol and you're stranded for life. Probably die at sea.
In an archipelago.
Oh, nothing to drink but salt water. Don't mind if I... Oh, dehydrate. Dead. Pirates, maybe.
Duracell!
Aha!
Duracell
so
advert.
This Duracell advert, right. Okay, everyone will remember it because it's just infuriating. So, you know the Duracell mascot? He's a rabbit, right?
Yeah.
He's a little shit rabbit.
Little rabbit.
Oh, look, and now he has friends and they're all rabbits. Aren't they marvellous? So this rabbit, right?
Battery-powered rabbit.
Battery-powered rabbit. That's the point, which is weird anyway. So he's a robo-rabbit for a start. Okay,
yeah.
So this rabbit... No, well, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just got some kind of...
Anyway,
so this rabbit, the advert is, it goes, Duracell, like, they're batteries. And this rabbit's there, right?
He really imprinted himself on you, this advert.
Rabbit is playing the drums.
Yeah.
Okay, he's
as
got
rabbits
you remember this, right?
We all remember, rabbits love the drums.
I think they're on a big battery or something. He's playing the drums, and... Right, and opposite him, playing the drums, is a gorilla. Right?
Cool.
Gorilla playing the drums. We've seen it before.
Yep.
Remember? Yeah, exactly. So, gorilla's playing the drums. Gorilla's pretty good at the drums. But he's doing much more of a monkey beat.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Gorilla's playing the drums. Now, gorilla is powered by other brand of battery. You know,
Energizer.
Yeah, well, maybe. We don't know.
Tesco's own.
Yeah, it's like own brand. It's like value battery.
Kodak.
So, this guy, but that's not my problem. Anyway, he has this bland brand of battery.
Nice.
Brand battery. On his back, right? They are each powered by these batteries. Now, the point... Okay, so in the... bear with me. A bit of exposition. So, the monkey's drumming, gorilla's drumming, rabbit's drumming, right? And it says, Duracell, isn't it better than the other batteries?
And
now, the gorilla...
Runs out of batteries.
Powers down, stops playing the drums, and the light above the gorilla goes out, okay? But the rabbit's still drumming. He's holding the beat together, if anything.
Nice.
Lights up on another gorilla. Gorilla is drumming.
But they meant like a comical expression when they run about.
They go, doing. Yeah, that's it. They doing and die.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the point is, I think there are 8 gorillas playing drums.
Right.
Now, the gorillas, one by one, whilst this shit commentary is going on, the gorillas run out of battery, right? So,
a problem with all.
Rabbit's still going. Enjoyed. And it says at the end, basically, Duracell, it lasts 8 times longer.
Right.
Than this unnamed battery.
As this comprehensive experiment has proved.
Exactly. This experiment where we've powered a rabbit with a fuel cell.
A CGI rabbit.
A CGI rabbit is playing
with
the
drums. With a CGI battery.
And you see these CGI gorillas, they can't last against him.
Because they're made in a computer, which you can tell what you want it to do.
Exactly. Now, I have about 11 problems with this
battery. Scandal.
Okay, first thing. Okay.
Wow, 11, really?
Okay, yeah, yes. This brand of battery, we don't know what it is, right? This could be a battery from the 50s. This could be a broken battery. This could be a battery that was already flat. We don't know that. It's just, oh, and the other battery, right? Duracell, I mean, they obviously can't say, oh, energizing, like, look at what energizing done. They can't.
maybe like, Duracell batteries are only really good at powering up rabbits as
well.
That's the thing.
So, like, we don't know what this other brand is. It could be shit. It tells us nothing. Like, it could be that brand of battery could cost a 15th
and
of the price.
And what if monkey drumming is far higher energy?
That's what I'm saying. The consumption to run a gorilla to play the drums, right, is
surely
much higher. Like, a gorilla, I'd say a gorilla probably weighs, what, 40 rabbits?
Oh, that's a scientific approximation, isn't it?
No, but like, I reckon you could fit 40 rabbits into your average-sized gorilla.
If you had an empty gorilla,
so let's assume,
and a sack full of rabbits.
The gorilla is 40 times a rabbit.
Okay.
So the gorilla would take 40 times more power to power. Bear with me. Okay, like, let's say he's taking 40 times more energy. So actually, in that 10%, he's only lasted 10% of the time as the other battery, right? The rabbit is still drumming.
12.5%.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. We don't know, because we don't actually see the rabbit stop drumming. The rabbit could drum indefinitely. That's another problem with it. But the gorilla, so he dies, but if he's been going for 12.5% of the time, but he takes 40 times the amount of power, that battery is actually far superior. You can power a gorilla for, let's say, 5 seconds on
but because
this battery.
It's like rinsing the juice in the battery.
Exactly.
So
whereas
quickly.
40 times that, like, you could power a rabbit for 200 seconds. Now, the advert is only about 40 seconds long. Let's assume the rabbit runs out.
So actually,
it's
a shit battery anyway.
Like, that's the thing. Like, the rabbit could pull out. You could say this battery is actually 5 times
it's better than just loads of copper wire stuck up a gorilla's arse.
Exactly. So the other thing is, so all these gorillas, they're running out of battery. Now, a rabbit, that it takes jack shit to power a rabbit. Like, I mean, Duracell batteries are really expensive. And let's say these own brand are very cheap. It could be economically more viable to buy the other batteries. But this rabbit, you could probably pop a Duracell and you could go for years. Like, he's a fucking rabbit. Like, and he's got... right, this is the other thing. Tiny drums. He's got tiny drumsticks, tiny drums.
Very simple. He's just playing, boom, tish,
but that's
boom,
thing.
Boom, tish,
now,
boom, tish.
That's
not
thing.
Moving his arms.
Now, they're implying that the rabbit... they're also implying the rabbit is a better drummer than the gorillas. That's part of the advert. It's like, oh, this rabbit is
more efficient.
That's the thing. When you're a better drummer, you are more efficient using energy playing the drums. So this rabbit's drum training is actually causing him to expend less energy, whereas the gorilla, he's meant to be, oh, he's the super gorilla, he's got hold of some drums. Do you remember the Cadbury's
thing? Actually, he has to think a lot about it and use a lot
and
of energy.
And he's working out how the drums work. So he's, you know, he's knackered. But this battery's still keeping him going for a bit. Whereas this rabbit, he knows what he's doing. He's just relaxing. It doesn't take power to relax a rabbit.
He's playing an easy groove.
Yeah, he's just playing. He's just chilling.
The drummer,
look at the
gorilla's ragging it.
He's a little pink rabbit. He's fucking, you know, and we don't see it that.
He's playing like the Meg White equivalent of a drum part.
Exactly.
Whereas the other drummer is playing like, you know,
the gorilla,
Keith Moon.
He's got much
Mad
bigger
Solo.
Muscles. He's got much bigger drums and much bigger sticks. The gorilla's fucking going for it because he's like, oh, I'm knackering myself out.
He's only got 8 seconds
out of fuel. I'm a gorilla and I'm running out or whatever. But the rabbit, the rabbit's sorted. That's what's the thing. The advert doesn't actually empirically tell us anything. It just says,
so
see this shit little rabbit.
Angry.
It's like, this little fucking rabbit. I'm not going to hit you. You're not a rabbit. I hate rabbits. I love rabbits. But this rabbit, and in all the other adverts, oh, look, the rabbit's running a race, and he's going to win. Why is he going to win? Because he's battery packed. He's got a battery on his back. He could be powered.
If I had a battery on my ass, I'd win every fucking race.
His shoes. Or, the other thing was, we didn't know whether this rabbit was organic or a robo-rabbit. If the rabbit's a robo rabbit, he could have like programming to be like completely precise at the drums. That could be his only function.
Optimal
he could not
energy
have to worry about shitting himself or breathing or blinking or other things that rabbits do, like eating,
getting myxomatosis,
shrews, or yeah, or dying.
Eating shrews.
I don't know. I reckon if a rabbit
very
found a shrew, if I was a rabbit and I found a dead shrew, I'd just
they're
go
herbivores.
For it.
You know they're herbivores.
Herbivores, more like herbivores. Yeah, because they're shit. That's
I think you just got a thing against rabbits, mate.
No, I don't
I think
it's
actually,
this rabbit.
More than anything else, you're
think
reading.
Of, think back to other Juruslavets. What other feats have those rabbits accomplished? There's one of them where he climbs Everest. We don't know where the rabbit started from. It starts with him reaching the top of the mountain. What if the rabbit started 15 paces down? Of course he can reach the top. He can just walk it. He doesn't climb for hours.
And also, he won't get the effect of altitude sickness because he doesn't breathe.
Yeah, exactly, because he's a robot and he's another rabbit. Whereas in the background, there could be a mountain with a gorilla and the gorilla nearly reaches the top and then he runs out of battery. He's a gorilla.
And he started from the bottom.
He started from K1. What if the perspective of the
mountains
is that that mountain is actually much bigger? It's just further away. This rabbit's mountain, it could be like literally 2 feet
sandcastle.
Long. Yeah, it could be a fucking... It's a rabbit.
Okay, John, my honest opinion.
Okay.
You're reading far too fucking much into that advert.
But I'm allowed to be angry about it.
Sure.
I think...
Have a cup of tea. Talk about it later.
You know what they need to do?
What?
Man sits on chair. Lone shot.
Eats a battery.
Eats a battery.
And a man. A monkey.
And it zooms out. And there is a woman sat on the chair.
She eats the battery.
No, they're not eating the batteries. And one of them has a battery. Right. And the other one is out of batteries. And the one with the battery...
Could play a Sega game
Says, good thing I've got this battery.
Otherwise.
Right, no, right, because the room's quite dark, but I didn't mention that. Good thing I've got this battery. She puts it into a torch, turns the torch on, torch goes to the side of the screen.
He's
zoom
dead.
Out. No, zoom out. This is past the other guy. Zoom out, stool, monkey. Monkey is on the stool. He's got all the batteries. Because the monkeys deserve to win in this Duracell race. And he says... And he's got these bat... He's just playing with them. He doesn't have any...
Electrocute yourself every couple of...
Why would he need them? He's having a great time. Because he's got all these Duracell
licking
batteries.
Licking the batteries.
And he turns to camera and says... And subtitles say... That's right, rabbits. Fuck you. Duracell.
Well, come over here. Little granddaughter of mine, you sweet thing, tell me. Little girl, can you sing?
Yes, granddad, I can.
No, don't!
Yes, granddad.
Horrible little shit.
Eating olives, as you do it.
Yeah, I'm going to be eating olives for the whole of the show.
I'm going to be smoking cheap cigarettes.
It's my new act.
What? Calamata, better gag.
The incredible... Well, the audience don't know.
Yeah.
I can produce stones from nowhere.
Oh, that's grim.
That
actually was relatively good.
Relatively what? In the realm of olive act that you know, it's okay, you get.
Oh,
fuck you.
Just munching on an olive.
Olive Ingrie, hello! It's the holiday shambles. Mm. We are... Oh, listen, can you hear that outside?
It's the sea? Oh, and then... Oh, what's that I hear?
Oh, it's Albert, the blind pianist, who's forgotten his piano again.
It's a crab.
We're in Greece on holiday shambles.
It's a crab.
We're both... Shush.
Going
it's
the
not
beach.
A crab. It's definitely
a seagull.
Oh, God.
Oh, what else is hot?
Paddy, I think what the listeners need to know is that we're both in shorts. That's the most important thing
that
we need to know.
I think this is the both time.
Both times.
This is the first time we've both been in shorts ever. I haven't worn shorts.
I know, you've had to make them yourself, haven't you?
I did. I went to Primark.
Some kind of horrible old hermit crab out on the beach. Oh, I found a lovely pair of trousers. I'm just going to snip them off into shorts.
I went to Primark and asked if they sold shorts, and the guy just gave me a blank look and went, no.
Yeah,
and that
you
was
went,
that.
Because you went in September.
Yeah, but you'd still think they sold shorts.
No.
They still sell everything else.
Anyway.
Still sell sandals.
We're in Greece, though, aren't
Shandals.
We? Would you like to know my 5 facts about Greece?
Yes.
Fact number 1, it is home to John Travolta.
Yes, it is.
Fact number 2, also home to Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, it is.
Fact number 3, it's all like 1950s High School America.
Yeah.
Number 4, a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Number 5, feta.
Great.
Those are what I've learnt about Greece.
All right, do you want to hear my five facts? Okay, one, Albert is also on the island.
Who's Albert?
Albert was a shipwreck survivor.
Okay, moving on. Number two.
Number two. The chairs are smaller than they are in England.
Really?
Yeah.
By how much?
I found that. Oh, about 6 to 9 inches.
How is... No.
The length of the average wang. Fact number three.
Okay.
Fact number three. All of the paintings are of fruit.
Is that true? That's the one painting in our room.
I am just looking.
We're actually recording from our actual room.
Fact number four. Okay. Recording from our room in Sikinthos.
That's not a fact about Greece.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fact number four. Oh, we're on the Ionian Islands. They're part of Greece, but we're not on mainland Greece. Fact number five. Oh...
You're glad to see you thoroughly researched this
disparaging look.
Yeah, because this
fact
is
number five.
You're running this beautiful podcast into the ground like a tiny.
You've
ship.
Just learnt the Nocturne of Shadows on Zelda Ocarina of Time 3DS.
So that's the main highlight of my holidays. I've been
you've been playing
that.
DS.
Like, we've read a lot. We drank a lot.
Oh, we've had a great time.
Ate a lot.
Because we were going to record this on the first night and then like try and do it every subsequent
night.
Then we just got pissed. Had a really good time and thought, actually, we'd do it at the end. If we did it at the end, we'd have more interesting things to say.
Yeah. Well, the only thing was that we forgot that by the end we'd be fucking shattered, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Very tough. I've just had an hour's sleep.
Yes.
Whilst I was meant to be setting up the microphone.
Yes.
And Laurie decided to stay awake. And now it's taking its toll.
Yeah.
Yay. Can't you hear it in his damp... Oh, you can have a little... Oh. Is that your... You know what?
People can't see, but I'm doing very cute things with my hand.
I know, it's very nice. So they've converted our room into a two-person room.
They have, because I think they were worried that we were some of those undesirable types.
Aggressively homophobic.
Wow. There was one bloke who in the... He was like, hey, guys, nice to have you here. What is one of the kind of zany, you know... staff here.
Yeah,
like
a rep.
And he was like, oh, how are you?
He's repping the beach.
Rep the mic.
When I rep the mic, I rep the mic grease.
He didn't do any of that,
yeah.
Did he?
No.
But he did, however, when he was like, where are you guys from? We're from London. What do you do? We're comedians. I kind of half lied because I can't do this professionally, but Paddy can say he can. And then he's like, how do you guys do? Are you friends or are you best friends? With kind of gravitas. I think the implication of best friends was friends.
Well, and we just jumped straight for best friends.
Yeah,
we were like,
hey, best friends.
Are you together?
And we were like, no, is that okay? It's like, oh, no, the only thing is, if you were together, I'd have to shoot you.
And then he made like a little loading gun noise and was like, I'm watching you, and like walked off like... And gave us these eyes that were like, but I would kill you.
I have murdered before and I will again.
And we thought, oh, that was just probably...
He is Paddy.
One little blip on the road. But no, turns out everyone thinks we're together. Everyone hates us.
While people are being intolerant, I'm going to be intolerant of Greeks and say, they bloody invented buggery, didn't they?
Oh, true.
Surely, like, they'd be fine with it.
Intravenously eating olives.
Intravenously... You're not sticking them in your veins, are you, you little olive junkie?
I am. I'm finding a way to just correct the sweet veggie meat.
But it kept coming up, both the sweet veggie meat, our sweet veggie meat, and whether they... Oh, we really know they're... Yeah, no, they're a fruit, I think, because they grow on a vine and they have pips.
Well, they've got a big seed, like a peach. But, yeah, I mean, they're an olive. But what's a peach? Isn't a peach like something else?
A fruit.
Isn't it like a legume? Isn't there like a funny fact about, like... These things with
they're fruits. Anything that's like an all-encompassing, like, fleshy body with one or multiple pips inside, I think it's a fruit. I'm not sure.
I'm sure that. Is an avocado a fruit?
Yeah, I think so. But it's one of those really annoying...
I don't
annoying,
think I've ever eaten an
it's
avocado.
It's one of those really annoying things that you only really, you know, you only get into. You've never eaten an avocado?
I've had it in, like, paste.
I just popped down to my local avocado paste.
Rub it on me. Oh, then the seagulls
maybe that's why they think we are what we are not.
Well, that's the thing. We've been walking.
That's the twist in season
that's
three.
The twist in the tail. Oh, the sting in the scorpion's ass. You know, like they've been. What is that? You're giving me these looks that are wonderful.
What is that? A sting in the scorpion's ass?
Yeah, like his little. You know, his little.
I just don't see the relevance, Paddy. We're trying to keep this on topic.
On topic is everyone thinks we're together. And I'm fine with that. And you know what? In England, a lot of people think we're together as well. And I'm totally fine with that.
There's
as
a lot
well.
Of heavy petting between us.
Yeah, exactly. There, and there's all the kissing sex that we have in public baths.
Every time we're left alone in public and I just kind of bend you over gently and kiss each of your buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, people think that's a sign that
we stand on the balcony outside our... I say balcony, corridor that links the rest of the tower.
And you put on Celine Dion and we hold each other.
Yeah, exactly. And we're naked and we're just going at it, you know.
Windmilling. Yeah. Does that make us gay? I don't think so.
I think it makes us
I think
great.
You ought to change your moral compass, you prudes.
So, we're on the island of Zakynthos.
Island of Sodor.
Island of Sodor.
Thomas
the Tank Engine. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. What's Thomas up to at the moment?
I know, but he's not here. I lied.
I am destroying these olives.
Really good.
This is, by the way...
people don't mind this has turned into an olive eating podcast.
Well, you know what? It's the holiday episode. This one's going to be a bit different because...
we're eating olives, number one.
Eating olives.
No, but we're on the island of Zakynthos, best known...
as...
Zanti. For Zanti, which is horrible party town. Well, actually, Zanti's really nice, but there's a couple of horrible party towns.
Oh, yeah.
Which we've been trying to avoid.
Which we have avoided,
which
mainly.
Only.
We went to one of them.
We went to one of them.
Maybe that should wait for the meat of the episode. Is the meat should be the exploits of our week.
Yes.
Our capers. Our grand designs.
Oh, I said everything's changed, but also nothing.
If you could give 2.5 more facts about Greece, what would they be?
2.5.
So starting from 7. No, start from 9.
No, don't be ridiculous. Number 6.
Yeah.
Ooh, the plugs here are the standard European 2-pin, and you need none of the usual adapters to
every
use
fact
them.
Begins with... oh,
yeah, it does. Because facts are never delivered with enough, like, you know, intrigue, are they?
Okay, all right.
When someone tells you a fact, you want to be like... and here's something you didn't know.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, so ooh. So fact 6 is Europlugs. Fact 7.
Fact 7. Ooh, hummus and what's the other one? The cheese. Halloumi. And not as popular here as I thought they'd be.
No.
Maybe it's a different bit of Greece. Maybe it's towards the Turkey bit.
And now half a fact. And then
half
I'll do
fact.
Half a fact and do
okay.
two more.
Half a fact. Greek men always... See, now the funny bit about this is that you have to make the generalisation.
Oh, God. Okay. Ooh, dance in a line...
that's true. Well, it's the ladies who often do it, isn't it?
Well, right? Yeah, but normally we've seen, like, one girl with, like, two guys either side of her and they kind of prop her up.
I believe
up
it's called a gang bang.
I think, no. And they do the Greek tradition dance to that one song. That's not the song. what is the song?
We are the Greeks and we're dancing in the streets. We are the Greeks and we're not very meeks. Like that.
We didn't join in, but you and I had to do a Greek dance. Do you remember when we were about 14 years old? We were in a play together called Pericles.
Oh my God, yeah. I've thoroughly killed off that memory.
We dreaded that.
Oh my God, that was awful.
We had to go to Greek dancing lessons
together. I'm sorry, Jeremy Taylor, if you're listening, because I enjoyed doing that play, but that was awful.
That was, I mean, that bit.
Especially because it was like the first forced interaction with girls, particularly. So
yeah,
that was the worst part of it.
We had to do the dance with all the girls, and we were both shy young men.
And it was kind of sexless and neutered and horrible, but it still managed to be awkward.
And we had to all shout oopa and do our leg thing.
Whoopa! It was much like the podcast, really.
Alright, fact 8.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's your other two?
I've lost the stone of this olive.
Oh,
where the fuck has he
got?
Hang on. Found him. Fact 8. There are many birds. More birds than I thought.
Yeah, that tree outside is full of
there
is birds.
There's a tree outside that is just full of, what are they, chaffinches? Chaffinch.
Oh, I believe that the lesser spotted lozenge bird. That's not the noise they're making at all. I'm going to let you make that because it's the sound of your mind slowly unravelling.
Fact 9, I'm burnt to shit.
You are. You burnt your legs, burnt, you silly boots.
Well, that's the thing. We went. Oh, no, let's not tell the stories. But, we've been all over the place and I've got very burnt. Not used to shorts, you see, so I assumed I didn't have to do my legs.
No, your legs are white and pasty like the rest of you, mate. You've got
exactly.
Suntan them up.
And always
good
exposed.
Job I brought the factor 50, isn't it?
Exactly.
Being a child of the genre. You know, you did.
You brought the suntan.
I did.
I brought the toothpaste, though, so we're even. And
that's
I've pulled my little legs up to show my ankles to all the tiny women.
Woohoo! The tiny Greek women.
The tiny little
fact
women.
Number 10.
Woohoo! Fact number 10. Oh, I'm doing more, am I? Okay, actually, fact number 10 we're going to do together.
Okay.
To neatly round off the introduction.
Oh!
Fact
number 10.
Fact
10.
Oh, God.
Fact number 10. All Greeks.
No, you got...
all Greeks.
Greeks.
Hate... minorities.
Minorities. Oh, God!
End fact.
That is.
You are at least as culpable for it as I am. One thing that you wanted to do all fucking holiday was get on a boat, wasn't it?
I did. And I've made that very clear through the past year of PodChambles that my main goal in life... Actually, it's over a year. When did we start?
January last year, mate. No. Was it January or even April?
Like, I think like April or March. Anyway, we've been going a long time now. I mean, we haven't been consistent.
It's about time we gave up, I think,
isn't it? Consistently producing.
We better shy away from that difficult second album. Just give it up while it's good.
Give it up.
Bow out gracefully.
Give up the ghost.
Let other podcasts take up the slack.
But I've been letting everyone know that I've been dropping hints that we were at one point going to go on a boat. I've been calling it Paddy's Mystery Quest. And
not
so far,
a mystery, was it?
So many thousands of listeners have written in trying to find the key.
No one has done.
They've
that.
All sent us tweets.
In fact, three people have said,
"Paddy's mystery."
Can Paddy stop going on about fucking boats, please?
Oh, I love.
I already subscribed to Nautilus FM and
and DJ.
DJ Tugboat.
Tugboat. Yeah, DJ Tugboat and Sinbad the Wizard.
More about him Sinbad later.
But I've been telling everyone that we're going to go on a boat. I've been feeding you that information. What's it called when you do it? What's the like secret messages that you put in? You know, they're
subliminal.
Really illegal. Subliminal. That's
they're,
it.
They are well illegal.
I've been subliminal.
And we're going to admit to
I've
doing it.
I've been subliminalizing everyone.
Good.
Yeah, good. That's a verb.
We looked high and low to try and find one when there are lots of kind of, you know, trendy package things. Like, oh, you're going to do this multi trip down
lots
to
of glass bottom boats.
We found the only pirate ship in Order Zakynthos.
We fucking did.
And we got on it. And I thought, like, it looked like a pirate boat. I have to come clean. I'm not a big fan of boats, listeners, because I get really, really seasick.
So you know what? I do too.
As we found out today. But we thought, oh, pirate ship, it looks like a pirate ship. I bet it's not. We got there. Mm. Only manned by pirates, wasn't it?
It was
for at least half an hour. They were dressed as pirates,
and then they went back to their normal clothes.
Pirates, nonetheless, but still pirates. And it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It was really good. We did both get very sick at one point.
Oh yeah, I mean neither of us were actually vomity. But we had to both
take severe precautions.
Exactly. There was a bit of a
little sleeps, little reads,
little
sit downs,
and yeah, like. I'm really glad we found it, actually, because I don't know if you remember, actually, Laurie, but on the second day, we saw that boat go past, and we both made comments that it looked like a good boat. We then ended up on that boat
today. I don't remember that.
That
I tried to
happened.
Obliterate all memory of experiences with you as they come.
So every day is just a new failure.
I go, oh, God, it's you again.
You get to meet me over and over again.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was like, oh, it could be like, what's that called, 50 First Dates? I'm sure there's a better example of that. But every morning you wake up.
We went on a date and you were Adam Sandler and I was, what's her name?
Yeah, the other one.
The other one, the woman.
Drew Barrymore?
That one.
What's her name?
I don't know, who's in it? I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I know the premise though. Anyway, if we ripped off that film, yeah. We'd be great.
Oh, yeah, of course. You get to wake up and every day I'd give you the same newspaper and the same breakfast.
Yeah.
And there'd be a video...
We'd stroke my hair in the same way.
Yeah, and there'd be a video that I'd made that you'd have to watch. No, when you wake up, the video's on your bed, and it says, you know, press, I think this is the plot to 51st Day.
I haven't seen it, man. You can make this up,
and
I wouldn't know.
And then it says, hello, and it's me sat there, and I'm like, look, we've been best friends for like 10 years. And then it's like loads of pictures of us, and it's like, here's all the things we've gone together. You suffer from severe amnesia, and I'm going to fix you. But because you enjoyed the first date so much, I take you on the same date every day.
What would you... Right,
and the whole island's in on it.
Hang on, if that happened,
yeah.
What extra things would you put in to make our relationship better?
What do you mean?
What would you change about it? Like, if you had the opportunity to do that, to sum up all of our stuff, what would you erase or put in to make it better?
Oh, all right. I'd put in that we had met... In like a cage fighting tournament.
Why?
Right, because that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I'm a cage fighter.
Oh, you guys do a podcast. Oh, really funny. Oh, it's really nice that hanging out with you. How did you guys meet? Cage fight.
Yeah, but neither of us are very fighty people.
Yeah, no, that's what. But I could convince you that we were.
Oh, then we'd do more. Then there'd be a pressure to do more cage fights in order to keep our relationship alive.
And I'd keep on. There'd be all these old videos.
But neither of us like cage fighting.
No, but it depends on the circumstances.
No, so I'm pretty sure neither of us like cage fighting.
Here's the kicker, right? We're in a cage. Who's outside the cage? Not people watching. Seals. Pack of seals and one man with a club going round, and the seals turn on
him.
Okay, because we're right.
Okay, no.
We give
too
them
way too
we give them the confidence to fight. We give them the UFC.
What's the? No, you're so missing the point, mate. Why would that improve our relationship?
Oh, because then we'd both be cage fighters.
Okay, what would you get rid of?
Oh, what would you get rid of? Oh, all those times that we weren't cage fighting. All of that bullshit hanging out in London.
I regret.
Going to school.
Regret.
Going to school together.
So much regret.
All of our friends, I'd cut them out. I'd cut all of them out so that it's just you and me, right? And then and I'd say that you kept, like, for 1,000 years, you kept me in, like, some kind
of... I think I'm going to leave you. If I woke up and saw this video and it said you kept me in a weird sex dungeon and cage fought you...
No, you kept me in the sex dungeon.
I would run away and feel very guilty.
No, but then you got retribute. No, like basically you came to realize.
I think you're lost.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
It was a fantastic human being, and you actually really liked me. So you released me. Oh, because you bought me. Oh, you won me.
I'm not going to cage fight.
You won me in a cage fight, right? And then because I was put like gladiator, you were the gladiators and I was the slave or whatever.
Oh my
then
God.
We fight. I win. Right, I know you won't be happy about that bit. I win, but like I show you mercy, and thereby you free me as a slave. You take me back to sex dungeon, but no, I've come from a sex dungeon.
Okay, I'm sorry now because number one, you're not going to be able to implant all this in my brain. I'm not going to go. Oh yeah, no, I accept all this. Of course, this is what happened.
You have amnesia. I've got videos of all this stuff.
Yeah, but amnesia isn't like completely. You don't forget absolutely everything about being a human being. I'm going to remember that. That's still fucked up.
Yeah,
like, that's still gonna, and I'm gonna run away from you.
No, you won't run away. You'll just.
I will.
No, because
I know me better than you do. If I woke up.
No, you don't though, because of the amnesia. You. I'm your salvation.
No, you're not.
And, like I've had to make all these videos to prove it to you.
No, but this
they're
is what
me
is,
in
listen,
like dresses
is,
and hats with like coconuts, and we're on horses. It's like tick 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 tick, and I'm like Laurie, and then I go back and I'm dressed as
because
you.
Because I don't know you, right?
Yeah.
If the amnesia, I'm not going to be as accepting of this wacky side of you, and I'm going to run for the fucking hills.
No, but I've got all the backup to.
Pirate boat, anyway.
I've got, oh yeah, pirate boat. All right, fine. If you want to steer away from this, be my guest. But when you get amnesia,
steer away.
That's what I'm going to do. I hope you know.
And I hope you know I'm going to run for the fucking hills.
What would you do if I had amnesia?
Oh, I just...
What would you change?
I would...
And you can't use my cage fighting idea, because that's mine.
Okay, no, fair enough.
I can have another olive whilst you pontificate.
I would... You can't... Stop using that word too many times, okay?
Laurie taught me that word today. Oh, these olives are very
pontificatious.
Just have another delicious pontification on the side of the
salt. I would convince you that I was just really cool. So I'd be like, well, the entire video would be about me. Be like, you're friends with Laurie. He wins the NASCAR every year. And he's got eight guitars. And and his feet are size 13, which is interesting. And he holidays in Zante. And... Oh, he's got more money than you.
Yeah.
And you'd be so overawed that you'd never leave me.
No.
And that'd be it.
No.
But,
I would
pop in there.
Right.
I'd pop in there really, belittling comments about you that you just wouldn't even pick up on.
And completely destroy
your sense.
Flashing up.
You know it. And pictures of Mike Dong every time. It's like, Paddy, you're pretty rubbish. Dong!
Yeah.
And I don't really know if you heard, but I won the NASCAR. Dong! And you
so that whenever I then see your dong...
You remember how great I am.
Yeah.
So if you ever get a kind of, this is taking a weird turn, and I wonder why all those people thought we were a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I did. But on the pirate ship, though,
I think you failed to recognise something.
What?
Because I already think you're the coolest guy I know.
Oh,
and I know that's very sweet. But I think if you were like NASCAR and explosions, I'd be like, oh, this guy's one of those dicks that I don't get on with.
Yeah, but then part two of the plan.
Part two.
Revealed it was
part
all.
Deux part deux in
it
French.
Was all. Oh, an elaborate ruse.
A cruise?
A elaborate ruse. And then I'd
oh, have, ruse.
I'd have a little cruise. Present for you. And in the little present would just be my beating cock. Sorry, that bit was not funny. And inside the present would be just a little note that said, oh, fuck off. That'd be it. Oh. And then as soon as you see that, you'd remember, because that's what I tell you to do with alarming frequency.
And that's what jogs my memory back.
Yeah,
so you'd actively try to give my original memory back.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd take you on this kind of...
Yeah, you would.
This fighting
this really
mission.
Really weird fighting mission.
Maybe I'd just get us to reenact films every day.
Says a lot.
And I'd film them, and then I'd show you the one we made yesterday. I'd be like, yesterday we did Rambo 2, today we're doing Rambo 3. And I'd have all the props ready whilst you were sleeping, because I don't sleep, because I have my cage fighting.
I'm sorry, I mean, that point number one.
Right.
You sleep a lot. So that's
hey,
that's not true.
Didn't last night though, did I? Neither did you. We're both
I woke
exceptionally
you
tired.
Yeah, but you find you have to turn your
do you
vices.
When you,
just
you sleep, you do this.
Yeah, I know. People tell me this. It's just like I get a dry mouth, and I don't see what the problem with that is.
Oh no, there's no problem. It's very comfortable.
You've got a problem with it
because we're sort of sharing a room. They've just kind of put two beds.
We're not sharing a bed.
We're not sharing a bed. They wouldn't allow that. But that's it's really sweet because I know when you fall asleep because you don't really snore. I snore.
You do snore.
But
you snored your little tiny nap.
Did I?
Yeah.
But I was on my back and I was
big
drunk
grunty
and
pig.
Tired. I was like, yeah, I snore really loudly actually. But I was I can hear you when you fall asleep because I just hear this little.
It's just me musing over the day's thoughts. I go, yeah.
I like to think you've lifted up one of your legs and you're itching like a dog does.
I'm licking my bollocks. Yeah.
No, not your balls. Just like, you know the way they like nibble? That little joint in their elbows. Knees, I guess. Do dogs have elbows?
Knees. They've got four legs, so they're knees, haven't they?
What constitutes an elbow and a knee?
Knees are on legs. I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, but hang on.
No, hang on. No, because we're not getting into this. We've gone out so many boom. Ooh, snap cut. Pirate ship.
Snap cut. Smash cut.
Yeah. So
you really
want to
talk about this
because it was really, 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 really,
okay,
really.
All right. Okay.
So we went. The boring stuff was we went to all the places, went to like, all the beaches, went all around the island, went to the beaches, went to the fucking mega beach. I'm not saying it's boring, boring details.
Oh.
We went to the mega beach, which was where a shipwreck was from the kind of late 19th century. Mm-hmm. But it's a tiny little inlet and it funneled all the waves in and it was this fucking mental big typhoon thing.
And really, we sat on the really stones. Nice,
and then we made the mistake of swimming to shore and then got pummeled by the sea and the stones.
Oh, so good.
And then we just kind of sat in the wash for a bit and got pummeled again. It was really fun.
Because I'm not very, like, that's the... Despite
you're
all the boat stuff, I'm not really a swimmer.
I'm like, a big swimman.
I'm a drowner. Like,
I'm a
flailer. I used to be able to swim really well. I just sort of went off it. I think, you know, this is going to sound very kind of like, oh, you know, what's interesting? I think I'll put it off me. I think school put me off it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like,
but you never go on holiday swimming. That's what my fondest memories always.
Well, that's the thing. The other great thing about this holiday is I haven't really been on a holiday in about 5 years. Like, abroad. We went to Milan.
We did.
But that
wasn't really
that,
much
that,
time for swimming.
That was like 3 days to go to a show.
We could have filled up the bottom of the gig with water and swum while watching the Red Hot Chilis. That would have been good.
But yeah, like, I've only ever been to, like, I don't know, I go on little. Whenever I've been abroad in the past couple of years, it's been for work or for, like, for, you know.
I'm sure if you asked Johnny, he'd let you go to a little leisure centre for a swim when you're touring Milton Keynes.
Hey.
What? That's not to be disparaging at all, but you haven't played a gig in
Milton
Keynes recently.
Whenever someone says Milton Keynes, maybe that's my prejudice. Whenever someone says Milton Keynes, I go, oh, poor guy. Like, but that's the thing, so I don't really swim. I never go to swimming pools. I never, like,
okay.
I never do any of that kind of stuff, like... I don't know, like, sometimes...
going outside.
Sometimes when I think about swimming, I don't know what this voice is.
Wow.
But so I haven't, like, seeing I don't own any swimming trunks.
But we did some good swims.
Don't even have a towel.
You had to borrow swimming trunks.
I did have to borrow swimming trunks and a towel.
That's quite sad.
Yeah.
But we had good swims. We had really good swims.
We had great swims. I'm glad you convinced me to go in the sea as well. And my hair's all salty.
Oh. It looks like a merman.
Voluptuous, like a merman. I'm glad you said merman, right? Who keeps calling me a fucking mermaid? Who is it? It's Leah.
Oh,
Leah.
Call her out, why don't you?
I love you so dearly, but... Liv,
you can see him now. He looks well like a mermaid.
Oh, very good.
Because he's all angry and salty.
I'm taking the side of someone else, like always. I don't know what that
is. Are you really going to air this now? You're going to air our pirate debate?
But, like, whenever she sees me, like if I've just washed my hair, she's always like,
because you look like a merman.
Oh, look at your mermaid. Look at your mermaid hair. And it's like, you could just say merman. It's so easy to make that masculine.
But you'd be
my... Merman's still not exactly the most masculine. Comfortable with that.
If you had a little
seashell bra,
you'd, and you know, big boobs to put in them, you'd look really cute.
Mermaids don't, you know.
I'd do you.
No, thanks. Well, I'd be part fish.
And your little siren song, yeah, but I'd do you in the.
I'd have to lay my eggs for you. You'd have to
spaffle over them.
God.
Welcome to the Pod Shambles.
Welcome back. Season 2 so far, by the way.
It's been disgusting.
All Harry Potter stuff in the last one.
Oh my God.
And Radio Ball. Like, it's all been pretty foul.
All pretty sexually repressed.
Oh, pretty sexually repressed. So what are we talking about? Pirate ship.
Oh, but the best bit of the pirate ship.
Best bit of pirate ship.
Was when they played all the Greek music all the time. That's the one thing on this holiday. I've been completely oversaturated with Greek pop music.
Oh, it's been great. I've
never want to hit any again. But I'm gonna, because I'm addicted now. It's like a lovely bit of musical crack.
I feel like I've heard the same 11 songs
over
and
well, I think in the bar, in the hotel bar, they do play the same 11 songs.
Yeah, that, I mean, that is very
But there was one amazing bit where we went to, where was the place we went? What are you doing?
I was looking in my shirt.
Look at your middle.
I thought I had a little, you know when you look inside your shirt because you think there's maybe a little man in there or something? Little guy, just going, hello! And he's like, you know, he's grappled on.
I've never had that feeling.
Okay, never mind. But, yeah, anyway, like, but hey, we're always
really
fighting.
Good fun boat trip. Always,
really good fun boat trip. Where else did we go on the boat? We got, well, that's the thing, we just did a lot of reading.
Yeah.
And, like sitting in the sun. Oh, woman got very angry with me.
Oh, yeah, because you, what did you do?
I had one of my feet resting on a table.
Yes.
And
this is minutes after she'd, the same woman got really angry at a group of nice little old ladies in the corner who'd been for a little swim and had got their towels around them and were taking off their wet things.
Yeah.
And might have flashed a little bit of bum at this lady.
They
and she had an absolute frightful go at them.
This woman was what, like 26?
Yeah, and just like one of those, you know, you see those people in public who just have a permanently sour expression on their face. You know that nothing is gonna...
Well, she was furious.
Absolutely furious.
And she was really furious at these old women. And then, like, I was sat opposite them. I was there first.
And you,
like,
did flash a bit of bum as
you,
well.
You
first.
Were having, you were having little swim.
I have a little
and
swim.
So I went, I sat out on the deck, I found a nice little place to sit, and it's like, you got two benches, like a little table in the middle. I was reading my book. And I just sort of relaxed, and I put one of my feet, you know when you cross your legs and like one of your feet just sort of touches the edge of the table, and then her and her boyfriend came and sat opposite me, and she was just like, oh my God, just look at his feet, like what is he doing?
But really weirdly, she addressed everything as if it was to kind of no one, sorry, everyone except you.
Yeah.
She's kind of, oh God, who is this guy? What's he doing with his foot? And I don't even know.
Yeah, and everyone sort of gave me this look that was like, I'm fine with his feet. And so I moved. I was like, I'm not gonna let this, you know.
I really wish you'd put both of your feet up and then flip to the V's.
Yeah, and then just, yeah, exactly.
And then got your dick out.
Well, like, that's the thing. So I took it down and I said, oh, I'm really sorry. And she gave me this sort of harumph. You know, like, and I sort of caught
It's a Greek harumph, so it's more.
Caught the eye of her boyfriend. And I tried to give him that look of, like, are you happy? Because, you know, we could be so much happier. You and
if
I.
If we killed her now,
and like just I try and do that,
over the edge.
You know. Whenever there's a couple or a group of people, and one person's a dick, and like actually normally it's the guy who's a dick.
Truth.
And then the girlfriend who isn't in that scenario, and like
whenever
a guy is like aggressive to me or takes the piss out of my hair or like you know something like that. Like there was a guy who came up to me genuinely in a bar about 2 months ago and said, "Do you want to get blood in your hair, mate?" And I was like, "No."
It feels the same to you.
Like, and I just went, no, and I didn't quite realise he was starting a fight. He was like, well, you gonna? And I was like, oh no. My hair's really nice.
I just conditioned it this morning.
I look like a merman.
So I'm told.
So I'm told. And he was furious with me. It was something to do with, because he thought that I looked at his girlfriend.
Your hair looked at his girlfriend.
But like
your little waggly Medusa.
I didn't know what was going on.
Here we go.
But anyway, so that I could, like, you know, you always give them the little eye. Like, whenever the boy does something, you look at his girlfriend.
You winked at him, didn't you? That was the problem.
Yeah.
You winked at him and slapped your bum.
Yeah, exactly. And I went, oh, Asda price. And then I farted. No, but he was having a good time, but he was getting involved with the dancing. He was like, he was diving off the boat. He was swimming back on. He was talking loudly. He was having fun. And he was having drinks or whatever. And his girlfriend sat there with a face like a slapped arse.
I'm so angry at all these other people are on the boat. I can't believe that we didn't just get the boat. Why is it a pirate boat, Jonathan?
Listen up, everybody. The song is called Bum Monkey.
Woohoo!
That's as far as I got.
We quite clearly, from, you know, listening to this podcast and probably, you know, I mean, half of you have met us. Like, that's the kind of thing. Like, from all of that, you can probably tell we're not quite party party.
Whoa. What are you saying, Paddy? I'd love to get down on us Friday night.
Why don't we go?
Ooh, WKD for me, WKD for you.
Strawpedo,
make that free.
Pop that in my ear and call me Shirley.
Ooh, and what about a tab of ecstasy? Stick it up my bum and call me Shirley. And we'll go to Fabric and dance all night.
We're not those guys. Oh, we're not them. And that's why we're staying in Argassi, which is like, you know, 2 miles down the road. It's much quieter.
I mean, it's still tourist central.
It's still got tourists and stuff like that. But like,
the most horrendous bar in the world,
the tourists. It's just, oh God.
Let's not talk about that.
Oh God. That place is sort of hell on earth. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that. We like tavernas and, you know, books.
And nice kind of rotund old men offering us wine and lovely dogs.
Which has been good so many times.
Oh, okay. New segment.
We climbed mountain.
Climb mountain. I was going to say top three dogs on holiday. Go.
Top three dogs on
Number
holiday.
Three.
Number three. Okay, third best dog.
Yeah.
Probably boat dog.
Boat dog today was
good. Boat dog today was good. He was on another boat. Yeah. He was guarding a boat.
But he had a little look over and he looked quite friendly.
And he was like, oh, another boat.
What was he? It's like a little,
Sort of like a tiny mastiff. Sort of like a Staffordshire Bull Terrier cross with a mastiff.
Yeah, quite kind of big and beefy, but lovely.
Oh,
he seemed to be.
He was lovely.
Maybe he'd had our arms off if we go over.
He was a sea dog. That's the thing about it.
It's crusty sea dog.
Right, dog number two. Second dog.
The dog with the floppy blonde hair.
Oh, the kind of slightly mangy one.
He climbed up the wall
and
sat on my arm.
So he climbed to the top of this little hill in a town.
Big
old mountain.
Big old fucking mountain.
To you, it was a big old mountain. It took us maybe
to
half
you, an
hour.
To you, it was a big old mountain as well.
It was as well, but it only took us like half an hour to climb, to be honest.
But it was very high up.
It was very high up.
And we were exhausted.
Some sharp incline.
We went and sat at a little cafe on the top of this mountain next to a church, which was amazing. And then this little blonde dog clambered up.
Matted hair.
He was slightly cross-eyed. Yeah, slightly cross-eyed. One
big
broken leg.
Leg.
He kind of clambered along and he just saw us. And I had my arm out just like resting on the wall and he just got up on the wall and just lay on it.
Just like, this is my arm now, goodbye.
And then he just started licking my
arm. Oh, tasty arm.
And then biting my hair.
Ah, you taste good.
And then he tried to eat your sunglasses.
Ah, sunglasses taste best.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
And I think he was ill.
He was.
But then dog number one. I think
we
exactly
both agree.
Spaniel.
Top number one, Spaniel.
Magic Spaniel.
Magic Spaniel. Also at the top of the hill. And we were walking on. We were trying to work out, where is everything? And then over a wall in the
There's this sort of scrambling.
And then a little head and ears and then a head of it.
And then he was gone. And then he was just... And then he dropped back down and then... like that. And he was just coming out over the wall.
It was amazing.
And he couldn't quite get a grip. And then he finally got a grip on the wall and he was just like... just so happy
and
that someone was paying attention.
He was so lovely.
Was so lovely. And we gave him cuddles and kisses. And like,
gave him cuddles and kisses.
Yeah,
I kept a healthy distance in case he was ill. I used my professional dog handling tool, which is on the end of a long stick. May I touch the dog from a distance without becoming too chummy with it.
Getting any fleas.
And making him have any ideas above his station.
Maybe I got fleas.
Maybe you got fleas, mate.
Maybe that's why I've been bitten.
Fleas.
No, that's
they were the top
mosquitoes.
Dogs.
Oh, they were the top dogs. Magic Spaniel, I can't wait to buy a dog. We agreed that we were going to get a dog, didn't we?
Yeah, but where are we going to put it?
Well, we were going to get a dog with no legs and no bum.
So he just slowly fills up with shit
and
explodes.
Yeah, that was the plan. Don't you remember? We were really pissed.
Let's get a dog, man. No legs and no bum.
And we were like, oh, but he won't enjoy living in the flat. He'll want to run around. It's like, well, get dog with no legs. It's like, oh, but what if we're out for the day and he needs to poo? Oh, we'll just get one no bum.
Get one of those magic no bum dogs.
And he'd sit in, because we have a groove in the sofa right in the middle.
That's true.
It's normally where I sit. Like, because I sort of just slot in and I'm happy with kind of sinking and not being particularly comfortable. Because I like
it gives you an excuse to not get up as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm stuck in the sofa.
I'm sorry. I have to stay here, and you have to go make the popcorn.
I do.
Magic popcorn. By the way, magic is now going to be my favourite thing to say.
Oh, Martin, magic Johnson.
But we thought
we
could just put him in the little groove, and he just sit there, so happy, and like, yeah,
we can feed him little dense sticks.
He can't fart.
Fart out of his mouth.
That would be rank. He just little balls of sick everyone. Also, he's so happy because he just. We give him little bowls of swordfish.
We can't do that to
Laurie adult. Introduced me to swordfish.
Oh, God, hang on. We're moving way too quickly. I can't keep up with this.
No, we're having great time. This is what holidays are like, though, man. They're quick fire.
Oh, I want to go to bed.
We went to
swordfish was great. Rabbit was great. Little Greek taverna.
So we walked down from the mountain.
Yeah.
And we found you. You had a little look on TripAdvisor.
And we found the lazy fucker's friend.
Yeah, oh, man. It was amazing. We found this little place that was in the back alleys.
Yeah.
And it was like, go to this place if you really like music and you really like Greek people. Yeah. You're like, sweet. Like, that is what we
I don't think that's what it said, but
it was like proper Greek tradition, like, you know, and it was away from the tourist trail or whatever. So we went there, and it was like, it was run by this lovely lady whose husband, like, or dad, played guitar, right? And he would come down and he'd just sing. He'd come around to all the tables and he'd sing all these old Greek songs. And it was so good. And we met a lovely couple.
Amazing, yeah.
They were nice. And
Liz and Dave?
Yeah, Liz and Dave.
They were great. They were kind of hardened Greek veterans.
Yeah, exactly. So they kind of told us what to order and
what to get. Where to go. We had some lovely rabbits.
But you made sure that we ordered the sword. That was such a good shout. I absolutely loved it.
We had a litre of wine for €8.
€8? Oh,
eight bloody €4. I got polished up quickly. Mm. That's maybe why we can't remember. Are you enjoying good olive?
I am. Sorry, I'll come back to the olive.
Enjoy them, mate. I'll leave you alone with them.
Oh! I'm trying to whistle with you. Little growl.
Do that.
That's horrible.
No, I'll tie it to little rings.
It's so awful.
Oh, God.
Okay. Just do it as a piper. That's horrid. Poop, 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 poop.
So are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
1, 2, 3. Welcome to our magic ant farm. The ants are upside down. Silly topsy-turvy ants in magic ant farm town. Here are all the worker ants. This one is the queen. Here are all the fire ants. Goodbye, ant farm town. That is all of ant farm town. Ant farm town. Ant farm town. And from 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 town.
Sorry, I just want a sip of soup.
Time waits for no soup. You've burned yourself off now, haven't you? Because you had to rush.
Had a little soup burn.
Hey, buddy, come over here. Come over here. Come over here.
I'm already sat here.
Right over here.
Okay.
Got a great idea for a new comedy character, right? Been sitting on this little egg for a long time.
A little egg nugget.
Yeah, not related to that, though.
Nugget.
It is a pun. I will give you that, but it's not related to eggs. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Is this worth it?
Yeah!
Okay, alright.
It's going to be a multi-million pound idea. Made the lunchboxes already.
Have you?
Novelty aprons. Little willies are the nipples.
Oh,
that's great.
Little willy nipples.
You ready? Are you ready?
Alright. What's he do?
So, his name.
Okay.
It's Paul.
Yeah.
Closed. Paul's closed.
Paul's closed.
Paul's closed.
Paul's
right?
Closed.
And, okay, I don't know if you can guess what he does, but here's a little insight.
A hint.
He runs a swimming pool.
Okay.
He's a pool attendant. But it's not open
I think I've worked it out.
In fact,
you could say it's closed.
Pool is closed.
It's closed.
Pool's closed. Pool's closed.
So
that's
Paul's
what I'm going to call
it. He owns the pool that is also closed.
Yeah. And Pool's closed. And it'll be funny because every week people will come to the pool and they'll be like, "Ah, oh, it's Paul. Is it open?" And be like, "Pool's closed.
Pool's closed.
Yeah, no, just Pool's closed."
I think
he winks.
Paul's closed. Is all the people in the crowd.
Why are you still going with this? I'm sorry. I love you. And
Paul's closed.
Paul's closed has been fun.
It's really good.
I think
a load of money.
I think, but
aprons, mate.
How long did you spend on that?
Oh, a week.
Be honest, I can cut this.
A week. I've been like cutting it. Really, you know, I've been like, because there are a lot of ideas I had.
Because it started off as,
because I thought it could be Paul Soapen, and I was like, that's a no one's called Soapen.
Soapen's more common as a name.
You
than
shut
disclosed.
The fuck up. I realised after a lot of research that it wasn't okay. So don't you tell me differently.
Soapen.
What have you got if it's better then? All right, that's so bad.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. The,
you give me one of your characters. Oh, Mary Knobface. She's got a knob for a face.
No, all right. Hang on. Let's. Have a little... Hang on, one sec.
That's all the rejected ideas,
in,
though.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in there.
That's what I'm saying. I bet in these rejected ideas, we have things that are better than Paul's closed. Okay.
No,
and
no.
His closed
God,
well,
hit
pool.
Me, hit me.
All right, okay, hang on. See, look, page one.
Page one. Oh, page shit, we have
page one of this entire notebook. Okay, all right. I'm going to name the character.
Go on, do it, right.
Okay, here's the first one. Rupert Bum Trouble.
Oh, that's awful. No one's called Bum Trouble.
What do you think he does?
Oh, I think he's got trouble with his bum.
Yes, he does!
Almost constantly.
Yeah, but...
Does his bum get him in trouble?
Yes!
Oh.
Yeah, he's got
so
trouble.
So he'll go and have a big interview with the big boss and his bum will fart out.
No, idiot. But when... But if you think about it, when he has bum trouble, despite it also being his name, he it's Rupert Bum Trouble's Bum Trouble. So it is similar to the Paul's Closed.
Yeah,
though.
That's
but
no.
Rupert Bunch. Okay, all right, fine. Okay. This one is actually really strong.
Okay.
Her name is Sue. Right. Picture it. A garden in the centre of York.
Okay.
It's high tide and high noon.
York's not on the coast.
Spring has blossomed. The raven doth call. The quails are laughing.
Oh my god, get on with this. This is not part of the character.
Sue goes to her restaurant that she doesn't own.
Oh,
you could say
she's a Sue chef.
Yes.
That is
Sue and Susan.
That's definitely been done.
Sue chef.
That's definitely been done.
Sue chef. And she's
Susan
got,
chef. She yeah, does, but everyone called her Susan.
But that's the thing. When the head chef's away, she hosts an imaginary cooking show. You know, like the way I do that, like to keep yourself entertained. You're like, oh, I'm going to chop
when
my
you're,
onions.
When you're, no, sorry. When you're like emptying a bag of crisps into a bowl, like, I'm just going to whip up some crisps here.
Exactly.
Oh, a bit of seasoning.
Garlic pepper.
When you put some popcorn in the microwave, we're just going to broil this for 2.5 minutes.
So when the head chef's away, she sits there and she's having a great time. Because she's going around the kitchen and she has a little song that she sings. It's like Sue Chef Show. And then basically lights up Sue Chef and she talks us through her cleaning at the end of the day.
That is the worst idea.
I think she's got. Alright, what about Norbert Hell Fury Death Jesus? Nope. Okay. Alright, this guy. I think there was more of a story about this guy, but I can't remember. All right, what do you... Clarence, the orbital osteopath.
Ah, he's... This,
what does
this,
he do, Laurie? Remind
a,
us!
A high science fiction setting, you know, like tall, elegant aliens, and mankind has gone out to the stars and, you know, settled there, in Alpha Centauri and beyond, let's say. And Clarence...
Yeah, the orbital osteopath.
...is a little furry creature from the planet Narbulon, and he's got 18 tentacles, and as a result, he's really
furry
good
tentacles.
At, yeah, furry, yeah,
so
course.
You could call them tails or legs.
No, I won't. Shan't.
You don't get furry tentacles. Doesn't part of a tentacles thing it has to be
no
slimy
says
or like
who?
It has to be. Well, I don't know.
Because no animals have furry tentacles.
Well, that's the thing, a dog's tail could
that's not a tentacle.
Yeah, but it'd be
tentacles are like prehensile, they're like limbs. This is an alien,
so
anyway. Also, this guy's
not
a
lemur's tail.
Yeah, but that's the very fact you have to call it a prehensile tail.
Right.
It's not a tentacle.
What? Oh, okay.
It's a tail. It comes out of their back as well. It's very. Oh, it's just like a skeletal, isn't it? Why are we getting bogged down in this? He's an alien. He's not subject to the laws of life on Earth.
And his name's Clarence.
And he has a tiny little spaceship. And because he's got all these tentacles, he's really good at acupuncture and cracking backs and stuff. And he just orbits a tiny little asteroid waiting for business, but none ever comes.
Oh, no.
None
does
ever
he have
comes.
A little ship?
So it's all about his adventures while he's waiting for
business. Just a bucket with a hat.
It's just. No, it is a spaceship. Otherwise, he would die.
Oh, okay.
I told you. It's a very serious sci-fi setting, but he's just this little clown in the middle.
Couldn't he have been something that evolved to live in space, like, without aid?
Not in this instance, no.
Well, that's a shame, because you could have gone with that, and then we might have, you know, you might have had more legs. All right, okay, this guy. Oh, hello, or tails. prehensile. Don't slap me. Okay, this guy. All right, you'll know exactly who this guy. Mickey Crimes. Mickey Crimes?
Mighty Crimes.
Mickey Crimes.
Mighty Crimes.
Mickey Crimes. Right, that's his show. That's his show. Mickey Crimes. Every night on Mick Mac Mullywog. Right, what does Mickey Crimes do?
Oh, it's just Danny Mickey Dyer. Grimes, it's just Danny Dyer's new vehicle. Danny Grimes is Mickey Grimes. Yeah.
Right, so he's Mickey Grimes. What kind of Mucky Crimes does Mickey Crimes deal with?
Oh, just all the mucky stuff down in East London, or pie shops, what a filling eels.
What's Mucky? Is Mucky like sex crime?
No, Mucky Crimes are like they're little Easter eggs trying to get one up over.
It's not like
murder or rape or anything horrific like that.
That Cooper's trying to get away with half a barrel.
Yeah, exactly. People nicking shit antiques.
Yeah, exactly.
Bamboozling each other.
And then Mickey Grimes is like,
"Uh oh, best get away!"
Yeah. Does he have an assistant?
Yeah, Mickey Grimes. Mickey Grimes.
Mucky Pup.
Mucky Pup. No,
Mucky Pup. No, call me Mucky. It's got to be
soiled goods. Sue oiled goods. Sue.
So it's another Sue.
Oiled hyphen goods.
So she's a cheeky chappy. Could it be Sue Chef?
No, she's Sue. She's like this little spry street urchin lady who's like 15. As you know.
So it's Grimes and Goods. G&G.
Grimes and Goods.
Out on the beat. Out on the beat.
That is so good. That's Sue oiled goods.
I'm putting a big tick next to Mickey Grimes and his Mucky Crimes.
Oh, I think we're done, mate. I think we can retire happily on that.
Can I just wang off a couple more that you'll probably instantly know? Sarah, stop stabbing me. she's very strong. She involves another character called Stabby Steve. Yeah. You'll like this guy. Loves biscuits. What's he called? Mac Vitti.
Definitely get in trouble with that. Is he just Bernie Mac as well?
Hey, has anyone got any biscuits?
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
You're tickled pink.
The soup's really hot. Alright, hello. This is another cheeky guy. A lot of these became Easter.
Maybe these can pick up in this.
Chapper the Trapper.
Well, that's quite nasty, though.
No, a trapper is in, like, an old, like, style hunter. They used to get birds.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's like a trapper. They're usually quite naughty.
Not like a child trapper.
Oh, he's a child catcher. He's not a gobbler. He's a
Chapper the Snug George.
Oh, I like him already. Is he a tiny little fat corgi?
Yeah, he is.
He's so fat that his head disappears into his neck.
Little drawing of him right here. There's body. There's head. There's ears. There's
the worst drawing of the corgi. It looks like a plate of sausages.
Look at his eyes.
Why, he's got sunglasses.
No, what's he saying? He says, hey guys. Oh no, I've spelled guys with a J!
Gorgeous!
Hey guys, Snug George here. Snug George.
Why are you writing here? Why are you actually writing it?
So you can say read it. Hey guys, Snug George here. No, and then his catchphrase. What the dog is up?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this really gently.
Read it.
That idea is dog shit.
Snug George.
Hey guys, Snug George here. What the dog is up?
If
you've got any suggestions better than Paddy's, you can email them in to us. That slick segue, mate. Oh.
If you've got anything better
than... So slick. It was like George Bush on a two-weird, like, on his tour on a segue. That slick.
I've got Lamp Boy. You can email to us at podshambles@gmail.com. Or at Twitter.
Or at Twitter, at podshambles. Or even an email, podshambles@gmail.com.
That's exactly what we just... Or you can find us on Twitter.
Or... Podshambles@gmail.com.
Oh, wow. Look out, because every day is a new day with the shambles. Thanks, gang.
That was really fun. We'll be holiday. Back soon.
We've had holidays now, so we're refreshed.
We're now home and depressed.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough.
It's been awful.
Goodbye! I'm going to go back to my cup of soup.
This is really stupid, wasn't it?
You should finish eating.
It's so good.
I'll wait. Don't worry. The whole class will wait. Why don't you read it out?
If
it's so fucking important.
Dear Margaret, I think you have the best ass I've ever seen. Oh boy, that shit is fly.
Would you
like to meet me behind the back of the boys' toilets? I have a Charizard shiny to show you. Lots of love. Bye.
Okay, cool.
One, two, three, four. Oh, I'm singing. Everybody's really upset.
Singing a song.
a little song for my mum.
Fun, fun for your mum, for your mum, for your mum.
How's it going, Mum? I haven't heard from you for a while, and I'm wondering how your legs are. Oh my gosh, it doesn't have any legs. They're left in a fire.
Cool.
Hello, I'm editing the podcast, and in addition to the usual sound check bit that we put at the end, I was just scanning through all of the stuff we recorded over the past couple of weeks, and I found a little recording that I made that Laurie wasn't aware of, but that perfectly demonstrates quite how much he knows about Robbie Williams and how much he adores Robbie Williams. But it's excellent. I'm just going to put it on the end. You got no love and you wish you did, it's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's
time to move your body.
I don't want to see
I don't want to rock.
Houston, can you hear me? Ground control, can you feel me? Need permission to lay.
I don't want to rock. DJ,
fishing me all so nice. When you're gonna stop?
Stop
filet,
filet.
'Cause you're crumbing my bread. Oh, nice
breadcrumb, yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers, and if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.